informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mario, Aaliyah, and Anastasia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the nationwide census is back for 2026, and several changes are coming into effect. Tomorrow, millions of Australians will complete the compulsory census to once again help inform the country about Australia's demographics. This year, however, several additions have been made to the census, including questions about sexual orientation, sex recorded at birth, and gender. Changes that Dr. Liz Allen of the Australian National University says will make this year's census, quote, probably the most progressive census Australia has ever seen, end quote. National Census spokesperson Emily Walter commented on the impact of data gathered from the census, stating that, quote, in order to effectively serve a community in terms of what it needs to exist, you need to know how many people there are, who they are, and where they are, end quote. Also in local news, Queensland has seen a pinball revival in the last few years, and a Townsville woman is leading the charge. Tash Anderson, who holds both the Brisbane Pinball Arcade Collective's women's title and the Australian Women's Masters title, is in the process of qualifying for the Women's World Pinball Championship. Queensland's representative for the International Flipper Pinball Association, Alexander Hendrickson, is enjoying the resurgence in Queensland, stating that, quote, it's become a really nice social event for people to come into and see each other and for people to make an event of it. Both Hendrickson and Anderson are hopeful that the resurgence will also bring a boost to female attendance and competition, where only 25% of the competitors are women.
In national news, secondary students living at Sora Strait, Kazumita on Thursday Island will receive upgraded accommodation, study and administration facilities. The federal government is providing $4.7 million to the college through the Indigenous Advancement Strategy Children and Schooling Program. They aim to increase participation, attendance and retention of First Nations young people in the Torres Strait. The project has delivered improvements across several areas of the boarding facility, including the senior and junior girls' wings, the Siki House study area, the Waiwi Meta office, and the house parent flat. In more national news, Transport Minister Catherine King is set to meet Air Services Australia CEO Rob Sharp in Canberra after a second near-miss incident occurred at Sydney Airport yesterday. A Jetstar and Qatar Airways plane almost crashed into each other yesterday, just 2 weeks after a near-miss incident between two Qantas planes at the same airport. Australian Transport Safety Bureau's Chief Commissioner Angus Mitchell says it is too early to confirm the incident's cause, as an ongoing investigation is still exploring all possibilities, including air traffic controller shortages. Minister King vows to address any systemic issues revealed by the investigation and stated that Air Services Australia had to better manage disruptions at the airport.
In international news, Italian divers discovered what is believed to be a 2,000-year-old ancient Roman shipwreck off the coast of Sicily. Italian police divers found the 21-metre vessel about 46 metres below the surface after a tip-off from local fishermen. The wreck is packed with hundreds of well-preserved ceramic containers once used to transport wine, olive oil, and grain. Italy's Culture Minister Alessandro Giuli says the ship dates to the 2nd or 1st century BC and describes the find as, quote, one of Italy's most significant underwater archaeological discoveries in recent years, end quote. The site will now be safeguarded while experts investigate the wreck and its cargo. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Slave to my mind, prisoner to